You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
It is not easy for any of us to be truly thankful.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Heavenly Father, help us to see the many blessings you give us each day. Send your Holy Spirit into our hearts so that we realize it is because of your grace that we have received them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Ever since his birth, death, and resurrection, Jesus Christ of Nazareth has been one of the most controversial figures of history. While there has been great disagreement as to whether he was the Son of God, as he claimed to be, other areas of his ministry have caused less heated discussion. His healing ministry, which he carried out publicly, was observed by thousands. Even some of his most intense enemies marveled at the things he was able to do. The Bible records in the 17th chapter of St. Luke that one day Jesus was traveling between Samaria and Galilee. He was on his way to Jerusalem when he entered a village. 10 men who were sick with leprosy stood afar off and called out to him. They said, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." They had heard about his supernatural power to heal people. Now they were asking him to heal them also. They believed that he could. When Jesus heard them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." While they were on their way to the priests in the temple, they were suddenly healed. One of the lepers, when he saw he had been healed, was so excited he immediately began to glorify God. He ran back to Jesus to thank him. He fell at the feet of Jesus and continued to express his thankfulness. The man who returned was a Samaritan. Samaritans were people who were considered social outcasts and undesirable. The 9 who did not return were Jewish. Jesus said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Is the foreigner the only one who came back to give thanks?" Then Jesus said to the foreigner, "Rise up and go. Your faith has made you whole." The account of Jesus healing the 10 lepers is one of the most familiar stories of the Bible. Each time people read or hear it, the initial reaction is one of astonishment. One is shocked to think that 9 out of 10 lepers could be so cold-hearted and indifferent. It seems incredible that people who were healed from one of the most dreaded diseases of that time could be so brazenly thankless. The attitude of unthankfulness and indifference is not unique to the people nor the times recorded in the scriptures. Ingratitude has been one of the great sins of every generation. This terrible sin pervades all societies, including our own. It is not unique to any particular racial, cultural, or economic class. The rich are guilty of it as well as the poor. This week, we in the United States will be celebrating our National Day of Thanksgiving. Our Canadian neighbors celebrated theirs last month. Other countries around the world have set aside special days for giving thanks. Because of God's tremendous love and grace, we ought to be thankful each day. During this Thanksgiving week, Let us ask God to help us realize the many blessings He has given us and to our nation. Especially do we pray that our Lord will make us more aware of His greatest gift of all in His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is not easy for us as Americans to be thankful. In our heart, we often believe that our personal success and wealth and that of our nation is due to our own accomplishments. We have convinced ourselves it is all a result of hard work. We believe this despite the fact that many people who are much poorer than we are work much harder than we do. Because of our sinful pride, we want to take credit for all of it. We must be reminded of the words of our Lord as He spoke to His people through Joshua several thousand years ago. In the Old Testament book of Joshua chapter 1 we read, "The Lord your God hath given you this land." This year, our country has again been blessed with a harvest so great the storerooms cannot contain it. Some areas of our country have had to pile up grain outside on the ground because there were not enough facilities in which to store it. All of these undeserved blessings, while millions of people in other parts of the world go to bed hungry and oftentimes starve to death. All of these blessings, not because we have deserved it, but because God, out of His love and grace, has given it to us. After realizing how richly the Lord has dealt with us, it would be logical for us to expect people to be constantly thanking God for His goodness. One would expect people all over our nation to daily remind themselves that the Lord has certainly blessed us beyond words. One would expect people publicly and privately to bow their head out of reverence and to give thanks to God who has made all of this possible. This is what we would logically expect. This is also what God expects from His children. However, this is not what happens. Millions of people each day sit down to eat and don't even take time to realize where their daily bread is coming from. They even fail to give passing acknowledgement for a fine home, a new car, and many other things which have made our standard of living one of the highest in the world. We are often no different from the unthankful lepers. We expect the Lord to bless us. When He does, we immediately look ahead to further involvement in the activities of the world without stopping to give thanks for those already received. One of the most interesting elements in the account of Jesus healing the lepers was His public expression of surprise that 9 out of 10 did not return. Our Lord fully expected them to acknowledge Him as the one who had blessed them in a special way. Jesus said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Is the foreigner the only one who came back to give thanks?" Thanksgiving grows out of a sense of unworthiness. Thankfulness comes through the realization that even though we have not deserved it, God grants blessings of life, clothing, earning power, income, and salvation itself because of His love for us. The Samaritan was a foreigner and had no claim on Jesus. Despite this, Jesus healed him. The surprise of our Lord's grace and the work of the Holy Spirit generated a thankful heart in this person. This is what caused him to turn back and to give thanks to Jesus. In his explanation to the Apostles' Creed, one of the oldest creeds of the Christian Church, Martin Luther outlines the attitude we ought to have toward our Heavenly Father because of the many blessings He has given us. He suggests we express our thankfulness by saying, "I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that He has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still preserves them. Also clothing and shoes, meat and drink, house and home, wife and children, fields and cattle, and all my goods. That He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. That He defends me against all danger, guards and protects me from all evil. And all this purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all which it is my duty to thank and to praise, to serve and obey Him." Why is it that we are so often unthankful? What makes us so indifferent and grateful? First, we often fail to recognize that God is Lord of all things, and that without Him, we would surely perish. We forget He is the one who causes the sun to shine and the rain to fall. He is the one who causes the grain fields in our nation to produce crops which feed millions of people. If the Lord withheld His blessings from our fields for only one season, there would be chaos and our nation would be crippled. Rather than being thankful, We give the impression we deserve these blessings. We feel we have earned them and therefore have a right to expect them. Secondly, we also fail to recognize that God has dealt with us out of grace and love. He has not given us what we deserve. By our disobedience, thanklessness, ungodly and worldly living, our Lord has every right to reject us. He would be totally justified in letting us go our own way to our own destruction. Because of His unexplainable love and grace, He has decided to continue to bless us. As a loving Father, our Lord reminds us that He forgives all of our sins. This includes the sin of ingratitude. We are unable by our own ability to have a thankful heart. The power of the Holy Spirit must do this. Only He can accomplish this. When the Holy Spirit works in our heart by the power of the Word of God, it is changed from the cold and stony thanklessness to an unending stream of love, gratitude, and appreciation. Cold indifference is a part of our sinful nature. A glowing heart of gratitude is a result of the Holy Spirit convicting and cleansing us from our sins. The 10 lepers who called on Jesus each received physical healing. They were cleansed of a disease, which eventually would have brought them physical death. The leper who returned to give thanks, however, received a special blessing, a blessing many times greater than the healing from leprosy. He was not only healed physically, but also spiritually. Jesus said, "Arise and go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole." By saying this, Jesus assured him his sins were forgiven. He was now spiritually healed. This one leper was not only given a new life on earth, but also guaranteed eternal life in heaven. Our lives are very much like those of the lepers. Our Lord blesses all people, even those who are unthankful. However, only those who come to Him and acknowledge Him as their Lord and Savior receive His special spiritual blessing. Only those who turn to Him, repent of their sins, and accept Him as their Savior, receive His supernatural healing and the gift of eternal life. Jesus suffered on the cross for the sins of the world. His blood was shed on the cross to wash away your sins and mine. He died the death we all deserve. Through this sacrifice, He healed us. He has healed us of a spiritual disease that is much more destructive than leprosy. This disease daily sends many people to their eternal destruction. Jesus died for your sins. He has healed you from this terrible spiritual disease. Have you ever sat down to try to comprehend what this means for you and your future? Do you realize that because Jesus died for your sins, even for those personal sins which only you know, they will not now condemn you? Because our Heavenly Father has shown us His grace in Christ, we can look forward to live eternally with Him. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we can also have victory over death. We should also always recognize our family as one of God's greatest blessings. Our Lord created the family unit for the mutual benefit of every member. To call being a member of a family a blessing today seems to be a misunderstanding or a wrong choice of words. The newspapers are filled with accounts of young people who dislike their parents and who run away from home. Last year, more than 1 million teenagers ran away from their parents. Not long ago, the result of a national survey among young people was released. It revealed that more than 50% of the young people today are not only indifferent to their parents, but they actually hate them. Parents are also running away from their homes and their children. The number of husbands or wives who have left their families in the last 2 years is up dramatically. They look at their marriage partner and their children as something they would sooner forget. For them, their family has become a curse instead of a blessing. Our attitude toward our elderly parents or grandparents is also often not what the Lord expects it to be. It is certainly not one of thankfulness to God for what they have done. Individuals who are now in their sunset years of life are the same people who brought many of us into this world. They fed and clothed us when we were too young to help ourselves. They were the ones who took care of us while we were sick. They often sacrificed to send us to school. They did all they could to give many of us a life which they themselves were only permitted to dream about. After doing all they could to provide their family with the best they could afford, look what has happened. Their own children and grandchildren have rejected them. Thousands of elderly people today spend their life in loneliness and despair. Many of them do not have enough money to pay for their rent and their food. All of this while their own children live a life of plenty, filled with thanklessness and indifference. When we examine our lives, we need to realize how cold and thankless we can often be. We are really no different from the 9 lepers who were healed by Jesus and who failed to return to thank him. Jesus said, "What? Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? To us today, Jesus says, "What? My Father has blessed you to a greater extent than many others, and yet you are totally thankless?" Despite our cold-hearted indifference, our Heavenly Father, in his great love, constantly forgives us and grants us a new spirit of a truly thankful heart. While God's wrath and anger is directed against our indifference, he invites us by his grace to forgive our sin and to save us from its consequence. He is waiting for us to repent and to change our attitude toward him, toward our families, and toward our friends. When we repent of our sins, he forgives us and restores us with a thankful heart. When we acknowledge him as Lord, he also asks us to accept his Son as our Savior from sin. Our Heavenly Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. When we turn to him, he heals us from the spiritual disease of sin and makes us whole. He does for us exactly what he did for the leper who returned. When we repent of our sins and our cold thanklessness, our Lord says to us, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today confessing that often we have a thankless heart. We fail to realize that you are the giver of everything we have in life. For these sins, forgive us. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to acknowledge you as the Lord of all things. And especially do we ask you to help us accept with thankfulness your greatest gift of all in your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Programs Department of the International Lutheran Layman's League.